Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Tens of thousands of people are demonstrating in Brazil's largest city, São Paulo, in support of democratic values, a day after Congress, the Supreme Court and the presidential palace were stormed by far-right supporters of former President Jair Bolsonaro. The clear-up operation is continuing, along with the mass arrest of those suspected of taking part in the disorder. Nomia Iqbal is in Brasilia.
Many protesters had been setting up camps for weeks, demanding military action, claiming the election was stolen. The camps nearby and in other parts of the country have now been removed. President Lula da Silva called the protesters fascists. He also blames Mr. Bolsonaro for refusing to accept the election result. He has condemned the violence and is currently in the United States, but some US lawmakers are urging President Biden to kick him out.
The US President Joe Biden and his Mexican counterpart, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, are having talks in Mexico City, expecting to focus on regional cooperation, migration and the disruption of drug smuggling. Here's Will Grant.
Immigration is the most standout of those issues. There is, in a sense, some forward movement between Mexico and the United States because of the decision the Biden administration took last week to allow 30,000 immigrants a month to come in via legal channels and Mexico to receive 30,000 more deportees. But the Biden administration, the United States in general, wants Mexico to do a lot more on its southern border to stop the migrants coming up in the first place. And it's just simply an issue that's not going to get resolved at a single summit.
The Pakistani Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif has urged the International Monetary Fund to agree to a pause in its demand for economic reforms before releasing more financial aid. He said Islamabad needed some breathing space while it tackled the impact of last year's devastating floods. The IMF wants Mr. Sharif's government to withdraw some subsidies before it releases an emergency loan, and Pakistan's foreign minister, Bilawal Bhutto Zardari, said he was confident an agreement would be reached.
I don't believe we will be in a position where we will have to consider a scenario that does not include the IMF. Pakistan will be part of the IMF program and will partner with the international community as far as our reconstruction and rehabilitation efforts are concerned. I can envision a scenario where we may have the IMF plus friendly countries, but I don't see any scenario that does not include the IMF.
All 10,000 residents of the Californian seaside resort town of Montecito have been told to evacuate as severe wet weather continues to pound the US state. Flood and high wind warnings are in place across much of California. 120,000 homes are without power. BBC News. President Biden's personal lawyers are reported to have found about 10 classified documents dating from his time as vice president at a think tank that bears his name in Washington. CBS News says the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, has been asked to review the documents, which were discovered in a locked cupboard at the Penn Biden Center. They've now been handed over to the National Archive. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has praised the military fighting of Russian attacks on the eastern town of Soledar, saying their resilience has helped Ukraine win time and gain strength. The salt mining town lies in the Donbass region, close to Bakhmut. Intense trench warfare in the area has caused heavy Russian and Ukrainian losses. At least 9 people have been killed during clashes between protesters and security forces in southern Peru, where unrest is continuing after the ousting of the former left-wing president Pedro Castillo. On Monday, Dina Boluarte's government banned the former Bolivian leader Evo Morales from entering the country, accusing him of interfering in Peru's affairs. Alberto Otarolu is Peru's defense minister.
La superintendencia ha decidido.
The superintendency has decided to ban former president Evo Morales from entering the country and that of various of his Bolivian supporters for directly affecting the norms of Peru specifically. We're closely watching not only the attitude of Mr. Morales, but also of those who work with him in southern Peru, who, as all of you have been able to see in the last few months, have been very active in promoting a situation of crisis.
The first rocket to be launched into space from Western Europe's soil has been successfully released from under the wing of a repurposed jumbo jet. But the launch company Virgin Orbit says an anomaly has prevented its Launcher 1 from reaching low Earth orbit, where it was due to deploy 9 small satellites. BBC News.